Good morning and welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals that are here every day. Through their stories and personal experiences, you will hear the passion and commitment of those providing services to our most treasured population, the resident of Arbor Terrace, Shrewsbury. My name is James and I am your host for today. I am also the maintenance director here at Arbor Terrace of Shrewsbury. Today's guest is Alba Gallo, a culinary chef who joined the Armour family in September of 24. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start off. Why don't you start off with your background? What got you into the culinary experience in your childhood? I understand that your uncle owned a food truck.
Yes, that is correct. My uncle owned a food truck. He was in Florida. And my father lived in Florida at the time also. And they were both chefs and they both ran the food truck together. And as my father was the one that actually taught me how to cook when I was younger, a younger girl and everything. So that's what inspired me to really pursue a career in, you know, the culinary arts.
Excellent. So it was a family affair, huh?
Yeah, pretty much a family affair. And, you know,
did you sell on the beaches of Florida?
And I didn't. It was always my uncle or my father was running the truck and stuff.
We
would just, and it was very close to the beach. So we would just hang out on the beach and, you know, and eat all day long.
Oh, great. Yeah, that sounds like an enjoyable time.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. As you got older, did you decide to go into school at all? Any type of training?
I did. Well, I worked for the school districts, Middletown, and also for, I worked out in Asbury Park. I worked for the Middletown School District for about 8 years. And that's when I decided to pursue my culinary degree. So I went to the Culinary Institute in New York.
Excellent.
It was towards the, when my kids got to kindergarten, you know, at the time, and I was able to had a little bit more freedom to pursue a career in culinary arts.
Awesome.
A little bit more.
Sounds like you have an affinity for the beaches as well as food, moving from the Florida beaches to the Jersey beaches.
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good.
Yes.
All right. So through that experience, you came into senior living. What made you decide to give this a shot?
Well, I've been in senior living for, I've been doing, as a chef, I've been doing senior living approximately 15 years now.
Okay.
And it inspired me because it was just something that I felt like the seniors appreciate your food and, you know, and just being able to cook for them and feed them and, you know, because it's like the highlight of their day. You know, I was in the restaurant industry for about 2 years, and it is very difficult to be in the restaurant. It's a 7-day-a-week job. So, and that's why I decided to kind of go into the senior living and being able to cook and create the foods that I want.
Yes, and the foods that we also get to enjoy as employees here, thanks to Arbor.
Yes.
So I appreciate that from you as well.
Yes.
You know, why don't you tell us a little about, you know, the cooking that you do like to do? Do you have a favorite dish? Do you have something that was passed down from your family that you like?
Well, I have a lot of dishes, a lot of Italian dishes. I cook mostly Italian foods, lasagnas, the manigots,
cheese and pasta.
cheese and pasta, you know, I mean, baked ziti's and all that. Basically, it was, you know, just your basic Italian foods. And then you can go into, you know, a little bit more extravagant with your food and foods and things and trying to, you know, put foods and spices and flavors together. That's what it's really
about. Do you have a signature dish?
Not really. No? I mean, I have, well, you know, it's difficult because there were just so many things that, you know, I had to do fresh and I made fresh and, but a signature dish, no, I like making all of my Italian foods, your meatballs and all that.
Well, it's good. It's good to have variety. No
variety.
Doubt.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do in your free time? Cook some more?
Free time is, you know, you don't have much free time
limited,
as a chef.
Right?
You know, we're limited and most of the time we're resting. But if not, you know, if we're not resting, we're taking it easy, sitting on the beach, walking the boardwalk or, you know, going to different restaurants and, you know, experiencing foods, you know.
Yeah, no, we all like to experience that.
Yeah, have a nice dining, have a fine dining restaurant, having somebody cook for you.
Oh, there you go, in reverse.
Reverse, that's right. Yes.
Okay, well, listen, I would like to thank you for coming in today and taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you. You too.
The Arbor Company has over 40 senior living communities in 11 states along the East Coast and Midwest, offering lifestyles and independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care. If you or anyone you know is interested in finding an Arbor community near you, please visit our website at www.arborcompany.com. If you are in the Shrewsbury area and wish to visit our community, please call us at 732-784-2400 and ask for a tour.